It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Chase DeCoit. Chase is Director, Animal Health, Food Safety Policy, National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C. And I only see one issue here, and that's Washington, D.C. Don't remember you being in this office.
Well, thanks for having me, Tony. Excited to be here. And yeah, new addition to NCBA's efforts here in Washington, D.C., recently transitioned and moved to our Center for Public Policy out of NCBA's Denver office, where I used to be our director of Beef Quality Assurance Program. So excited to take that knowledge and learn from that role and put those efforts and forward through our initiatives with government affairs.
So when we talk about BQA, and really that's a program that's very storied success for NCBA. For those who are not completely up to speed on BQA, what's the elevator speech on that?
Yeah, you know, BQA is a great example of the proactive efforts our industry takes for education, training, and certification to prove that we're doing things the right way and responsibly raising beef. And so I look forward to elevating that program, even in my new role, to talk about with our government officials, our folks in Congress, our folks at our agencies, just to demonstrate what our cattlemen and women do right each and every day. I'll be working in the space of cattle health and welfare, and I think BQA applies to that remarkably well and can really help share that story. So look forward to elevating that within those conversations here in Washington, D.C., but hope our producers keep on keeping on by staying committed to the BQA program and doing things the right way. Lots of great momentum behind the BQA program, but also a lot of great momentum with the team here in D.C. to show just what our producers do right each and every day.
So let's talk about what's on your new radar here. And I know you're already touching on some of that, but when you start looking down at that screen on a daily basis, what are the top two, three, four things that are popping up?
Yeah, in my issues realm, I'm really going to be focused on several issues, one being animal disease traceability. It's a huge point of conversation within the countryside. NCBA in the last couple of years has passed policy from our grassroots membership to support the U.S. Cattle Trace Program. Look forward to engaging in that and finding solutions with our producers to animal disease traceability moving forward. It's really a moving conversation, a conversation that is being held across the country. But we know now more than ever, we need to make sure that we have a good program in place here in the near future so that we can make sure our industry is prepared for some sort of potential foreign animal disease outbreak and that we can address that appropriately. We all learned a lot from the COVID-19 pandemic on the human side, but we certainly don't want a lot of those negative effects to impact our industry should something similar happen with cattle like foot and mouth disease. So all of that goes into our work to be prepared for something like that, but traceability definitely number one on that list that I'm looking at. Also looking at cattle welfare and then also food safety, ensuring that we are continuing and committed and prove our commitment to providing a safe product to our consumers.
Sometimes we run into the risk of maybe forgetting where we've been. And I say that because we're not quite 20 years removed from the cow that stole Christmas. And for some, they weren't even in the industry at that time. So does that kind of tie back into this traceability issue as well? Because those who did weather that storm might understand it a little better.
Yeah, you know, a lot that plays into the animal disease traceability is maintaining that continuity of business. We don't want to see our markets shut down, particularly our export markets, but also even potential stop movements amongst our states. We don't want to hinder the business operations of our cattle operations across the country, especially for those that might be disease free and shouldn't be restricted. But in order to do that, we need to make sure that those herds are disease free, remain disease free, and animal disease traceability plays into that. So a lot of moving pieces there. Look forward to finding some solutions. I think we're well on our way. There's a lot of momentum amongst our membership, amongst our state affiliates, and amongst players within the beef supply chain that are in my opinion, rapidly moving behind the U.S. Cattle Trace program to develop these solutions.
And when we talk about the U.S. Cattle Trace program, and again, there's a way you can go and really find out more information online for this. But as you, if you were just talking to a group of producers right now who, you know, maybe they don't know a whole lot about it and they're trying not to make up their mind too soon, what would you tell?
You know, U.S. Cattle Trace is a solution and a nonprofit organization that is standalone. It's not affiliated with NCBA. It's not affiliated with any of our state affiliates or any other private players within the industry. It's a nonprofit organization that's committed to bringing folks together to finding solutions to animal disease traceability. It's also focused on collecting the minimum amount of information we need to make sure that we have disease traceability and also ensuring that that information remains secure and in the private sector so that our folks and our members and cattle producers across the country can confidently participate in a traceability program and not worry that that information might get into the wrong hands or become publicly available. So there are a lot of pieces into that as to what the final solutions look like, but those are at the core of what U.S. Cattle Trace is doing. So I think that that is why there is so much momentum behind that program. I encourage folks to look it up. They've got a website, and they've got folks that can answer those questions or feel free to reach out to us at NCBA. And we're also happy to point you in the right direction.
Chase, great to see you. Wish you the best.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Chase DeCoit, Director, Animal Health, Food Safety Policy, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on today's Agribusiness Report.